Thank you very much. Mahalo wa nui loa. Thank you, Rose and Peter. That's a tremendous painting and gift. I thought maybe I'd get a painting with the platinum, with the titanium domes on it. Because I have a pacemaker here that has a titanium can. We've always used titanium in our pacemakers because it's very tolerable in the body. It doesn't fade away or get damaged like stainless steel or some of the other coatings on pacemakers. And the pacemaker is, I'm wearing a pacemaker. In fact, I'm wearing this one, not this one, but one like it. And I'm wearing an insulin pump, and I'm wearing stents in my heart, all Medtronic products. I'm glad I invented the company. I guess there are millions of people that are alive tonight because of Medtronic products. At this moment, we are putting in a product every 5.5 seconds. A product is being implanted. And that amounts to millions of people each year. And it's a great thrill for me to know I started this company, which is two of us, in 1949, and now we're at 35,000 people, and we're in 120 countries around the world. In that first month we were in business, we did only $8 worth of business. And now this last year, we did over $10 billion for the year. It started as a dream. And I've had lots and lots of dreams. Someplace here, I think there are some copies of my dreams. If you want a copy, you can get a copy of my dreams. Now what we want to do is to get young people dreaming about the future. And the Imiloa Center will certainly be a key in making that that happen. And Rose, I want to compliment you. Rose Singh, she's just been a marvelous woman. What she has done for this campus is incredible. The growth that has taken place here is unbelievable. I don't know of any other campus that has grown to the extent that this campus in Hilo has. And so much of it has been technology and science. And someday she's going to get some engineering. And so I think that this is going to help Rose in this whole university. And adding this institution to it is a tremendous accomplishment and the fulfillment of the senator's dreams and my dreams, because I was here for the groundbreaking some years ago. So I've seen it grow along the way, and it's been a real dream for me. I think this, the Big Island is certainly a center for learning. I have a Kohala Center that uses the Big Island as a microcosm of the world, and we bring students from all around the world who come and study the Big Island, study ethnobiology, ethnopharmacology, volcanology, oceanography, and so forth. So we have this center, we have the Big Island, we have the telescopes up on Mauna Kea, And between all of these, I think there is a tremendous opportunity for education and for learning. It's a big addition for our university, for our center to be associated with the telescopes up on Mauna Kea. And it's one of the best viewing spots in the world. And my greetings and thanks to all of the distinguished guests that are here tonight that have had something to do with the Imiloa or the telescopes or any of this. Now, I think that there's a message that I do want to get across tonight. That is that there is this great possibility of education through Imiloa. And with the students working here and working in this campus and students from the campus working in the center, we can get many kinds of technical jobs, engineering jobs, scientists, and we need all of that. And my gift was to bring that out and to emphasize this educational component of the museum. And I still am going to want reports on it to see how it goes and keep pushing for more hands-on work. I know my engineering background was because of my mother, who kept emphasizing my trying to electrocute myself when I was a youngster, but she didn't stop me. She didn't say no. She just went and bought some more parts to experiment with. Now, I think we have to produce new scientists and new engineers, because our country is losing out very rapidly in science and engineering. We're 20 years, we haven't really kept up in our country with where the rest of the world is going in science, engineering, and for scientists. And we have some great teachers on this island. And I know Rose has many great teachers at the university, and many more will come because of the center being here. Two of the teachers that I think a lot of are Max Goldberger. Max, could you stand up? Max Goldberger is an expert in alternative energy, and he's going to help this island become free of petroleum, which we've got to do. And Ron Toms is another one. Ron, would you stand up? Ron is an Apollo scientist. He's actually wearing parts of the moon tonight. If you want to touch a piece of the moon, he's got jewelry on it, a piece of the moon. But these are just samples of the kind of people we have to come here or to teach here. And let me just go over some of the reasons that this is so important. You have probably all read the volume, The World is Flat. Have you all read The World is Flat by Friedberg? He's talking about and I'm very concerned about it, it's terribly concerning to our future, that the way we have lost out in science and mathematics and physics and chemistry is really scary. And I'm not going to be around enough to worry about it, but most of you are going to have to worry about the fact that we're falling, then we will become a third world country in science and technology with the way India and China are going way ahead of us. And in Europe, they're moving ahead. They're producing more research, more papers than we are turning out. And I just wanted to read a couple of these excerpts that came out of the National Academy of Engineering. For the cost of one chemist or one engineer in the United States, a company can hire about 5 chemists in China or 11 engineers in India. Now, Medtronic has plants in India and China, and companies have to do that. It's necessary because that's where the talent is. Last year, more than 600,000 engineers graduated from institutions of higher education in China. 600,000. In India, the figure was 350,000. Top-level scientists. In the United States, it was 70,000 and going down. So we're not getting the number of engineers and scientists that we need. Last year, chemical companies shuttered 70 facilities in the United States. They have tagged 40 more for closing soon. Of 120 chemical plants being built around the world with price tags of $1 billion or more, one is in the United States and 50 of them are in China. So that's pretty scary. In 2001, U.S. industry spent more on tort litigation than on research and development. More on legal problems than on research. So we have to take advantage of what this institution can do, what we can do here at Imeiloa. It's a center that can help. The university that Rose Tang has put together here can help. The Big Island can help. The university in total can help. Government needs to do a lot more in our country to keep us economically prepared for the future. Industry can help. And you can help. This is something we can all participate in, and it can be a fulfillment of our dreams. And there's, so I want to give my thanks again to to the people that have put this together. I think they've done a marvelous job. I want to come back and look at it better when there's more time and not quite so noisy as it was tonight. This is an enormous undertaking, and it's an enormous for our country. We must all work together protecting our way of life, and we need to get everyone working together in all elements of our economy together. So, mahalo anui loa. Thank you for the evening.